Hi, Shalonda Gordon here. Some of you know me as the online marketing angel. Some of you know me as that keep smiling chick. For the next three podcasts, we're going to talk about time management and what it's about, what it entails. Really, guys, time management is a very important part of building a business, very important part of keeping your business steady and going. Now, if you'd like to connect with me via email, go ahead and go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com, and you'll put your name and email address there, and then you'll get an email, and you can reply to those emails, and I do respond to those. You can also catch me on my blog at www.shalondagordon.info. That's www.shalondagordon.info. Now, I want to go ahead and jump right into time management. I hope you have your pen and paper ready, because for this first podcast today, we're just going to go over three steps. I have a 10-step process that I go through to check my time management and make sure that it's working up to its best. So first, let's look at the first three steps. The first step to successful time management is to find out where you're wasting time. You know that saying, knowing is half the battle, right? So first you want to know exactly what am I doing with my time now, right? And a way to do this is to pretty much take a log. Don't change anything yet. Take this week, take time to really record exactly what you do daily. Okay, now while you're doing this, record what you should be doing and then go and write down actually what you're actually doing. Okay, so you're going to have like two lists. One list is going to have what you should be doing each day. The other list is going to have what you actually accomplished that day. And you can do this for like 3 days. And when you look over those lists, you'll begin to see the areas where you could possibly be wasting time. Okay, the second step for successful time management is to create time management goals. Okay, if you do not have a goal, then really you're kind of all over the place. You have to know exactly where you're trying to get. What are you trying to accomplish in this day in order to better manage your time? When you know where you're going, then you're able to actually, it puts kind of precedence over the things you need to get done. And you tend not to waste as much time that way, okay, when you know exactly where you are going to. So make sure that you have goals set for each day so you know exactly where you're going. And it starts by pretty much setting up your calendar and know what you need to accomplish each day. So you go into your calendar. Some of us have planners, and we go and we write down exactly what needs to take place on that day. And then we go ahead and mark it off as we accomplish it. But basically, you need to make sure you know the goals and know exactly what you need to accomplish each day. Now, goal setting is a whole nother podcast series, but we will go over that. But basically, for right now, you can just write down like the four things you know you have to accomplish today, right? Those things you know you have to accomplish. Now, step three for successful time management is to implement a time management plan. Well, Shalonda, what do you mean by time management plan? You know, it doesn't only include just setting up your calendar. This plan also has specific resources that you need to realize, okay? Specific resources that you need to realize the activities that you need to do. So not only are you writing down, I need to do XYZ on my calendar, right? You're also realizing the resources that you use to complete those tasks are very important to make your plan happen. So if I'm basically going to record a podcast today, and I know I'm going to need my mic, but if I don't have my mic, I can't get that job done, right? So basically, I have to make sure I have the resource I need for that activity. So when you're writing down your activities, your goals for the day, make sure you also have all the tools you need to make those activities become a reality and make them come to pass. Now, you are going to make sure that these three steps, step one, first we find out where we're wasting time. Step two, we create a time management goal, right? And then step three, we implement our time management plan. The plan itself has all of our goals in it for that day, right? Along with all the resources we need for that goal, right? That day, right, as well. Now, these are just the first three steps of 10, guys. Okay, there's going to be 10 steps. These are your first three steps. Start implementing these today, and you'll begin to see a change in how much time you're wasting and what you're doing with the time you have. Time is something we can't get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. Period. It's gone. So you want to make sure that you're taking full advantage of all the time you have. Make it an amazing day. Go ahead and connect with me at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com or www.shalondagordon.info. Okay? And I'll see you there. Have an amazing day, guys, and keep smiling.